Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and we welcome you to tonight's show where we're going to have open mic. So if you are a new business owner, we invite you to call in and identify your business and let us know what type of business you are doing, what type of business or what type of products or services that you're rendering. So hopefully we can do business with you. So our call-in number to those who wish to identify your business or join in on this evening's discussion, because this evening discussion, our topic this evening is the network marketing. And we also going to start talking about some of the political goings on that is happening in our community, especially we want to elaborate on the Consumers Protection Agency, where the federal government is going to start deregulating all the protections that the federal government had given us when it comes to consumers' protection. And, of course, that's now under the courts. The other day put that back under the guidance of our president, where now he can have his person in charge of that agency until I think something is done in courts. But again, that Consumers Protection Agency was started by President Obama. And of course, you know, it happened after that the crash of 2008, where we know our banks and our financial institutions, not only here in the United States, but all over the free marketing system, was belly up because of the billions and trillions of dollars that Wall Street and those who ran Wall Street without any kind of regulations just did what they wanted to do, and we saw what the results was, and they wanted to bring it all back. No one went to jail for remember for those crimes, and which means that the same folks who committed those crimes are still heads of big financial institutions and insurance companies and banks and so forth and so on. But now that they're getting ready to cut back there, where they will not be regulated, they can go back to going the same type of subprime practices that they were doing before our President Obama give the consumers this protection. So that's something else that we're going to talk about this evening. So again, all of you that are listening are all business folks who, if you have a business or if you have a business idea, we certainly invite you to join in on our discussion this evening. Our those of you who wish to participate, again, our call-in number is 657-383-1372. Those who wish to participate on the internet, of course, that would be blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. NABASSC/URL. Blogtalkradio.com. So again, myself, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdulaziz Shaheed,
welcome you to tonight's show, and we will be right back with our talks right after this short break.
Time I turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, that you can pay no attention. But soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you, I'm being fair. What you giving to me? I'm giving the love that I had to someone special. And it might be you. If you're deserving, able to share, we'll be together anywhere, I don't care. Giving to you, girl. What you giving to me? Oh. Time I close my eyes, I'm thinking about you. And all night long I'm tossing and turning. Sweet words you whispered left my heart burning. Loving me, wow. I must get a hold of myself. Been a long time. I've been holding back, waiting for the right girl. I'm giving, ooh, giving my love, giving my heart, giving my time, giving you if you're the right one.
Love.
welcome back to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. And I know you're wondering who that was that had that great melody we were just playing. And that, brother, is Mark Green of the... that brother is Mark Green, formerly of the Moments. Brother Mark Green, that song by Brother Mark Green is called Fair Play. Well, audience, I have something special to tell you about this upcoming in Washington, D.C. I want you to save these dates and plan early and book your rooms now. The Muslim Journal's 14th annual A Time to Be Grateful Awards Weekend will be hosted by the nation's mosque, Masjid Muhammad of Washington, D.C. This event will be taking place the 8th, 9th, and 10th of December in Washington, D.C. at the Hilton Crystal City Hotel. And that is at 2399 Jefferson Davis Highway in Arlington, Virginia. You can get your room directly by calling the Hilton Hotel on Jefferson Davis Highway in Arlington, Virginia by dialing 800-695-7551. And also, the hotel will be furnishing parking for a fee of $10. Since parking in the area is kind of heavy, you'll be able to park at the hotel itself for a $10 fee per day. Again, this will be the 14th annual The Muslim Journal's Time to Be Grateful Awards Weekend. And we will have a special lineup of awardees. Cultural and interfaith exchanges will be planned that weekend. So you can get the full benefit of the nation's capital and the Muslim American presence here in the capital. We all look for you to attend this event and hope to see you there. Brother Bilal, this weekend, again, we were talking about politics and how it's going to affect the economy coming up for the businesses. And one of the political moves that we see is coming up right now is this tax bill that the president is trying to bring in. And if they pass that bill, it's going to affect businesses tremendously, especially the small businessman, as well as individuals that want to go into business, because the weight of the burden of the tax, it seems like, is going to be put on the little man or the middle income people. What do you see that affecting us directly as startup business people that want to get into business?
Well, Brother Aziz, and I said it there because our economy is, in my opinion as a licensed financial planner, in my opinion, our economy is very volatile. We're living some very volatile times, and I would express caution because of what is happening. The tax plan that is being proposed, rather than as a financial planner, we are going to bring on tax professionals to talk about the tax plan itself, because the tax plan itself, as a financial planner, I know so much, but it's not my position. I don't want to get out of my lane. Mm. And what's going on right now is too important for speculations. We need facts. That's why the New Africa Business Association will be, I've already informed the specialists to come on. As a matter of fact, tonight's program, retitle this program as far as politics. And within just the last 24 hours, we initiated the politics interview and took away some of our regular network marketing and business introduction continuing broadcasting. We took that away because when these important issues came about within the last 24 or 48 hours, then we know that I know as a financial planner, the most important information right now we can share with our community is what is going on with the with some of the political moves that is happening right now. Now, one of the things I would like to discuss, Brother Aziz, that is in my lane, though, is the Consumers Protection Agency Act.
Brother Bilal, as you speak about that, that was exactly what I was getting ready to ask you about. That was my next question. I was going to ask you, what do you feel about that?
Now, yes, that Consumers Protection Agency Act, I am in my lane now, and I wouldn't, and that's what I say. That's what I mean about our situation is going to become very volatile because, again, they're talking about taking away, they're talking about deregulating again. I say again because we was until the Obama's administration put in this department. A Consumers Protection Agency until the way it was drawn up under the Obama administration, there was no regulations on businesses, and businesses along with businesses not paying very little in taxes for forever, looked like it's been. But along with the regulations and the low-paying taxes, businesses accumulate a lot of cash flow. And that's been going on now for quite a few years. But they said that by deregulating businesses and by cutting corporate taxes, business folks would accumulate these large cash flows and it would create jobs because they would put this cash flow back into the economy that would grow our economy. But of course, we don't see, of course, that money is not doing anything with making big businesses even fatter than what they were before
yes.
These all these goodies was given to them. But at the same time, in 2008, they went beyond just all the goodies. They actually went to a total greed. 2008, we had a worldwide crash, market crash, that was really worse than the depressions of the 29s and the early 30s, and and it was all both of them man-made, but the one that 2008 was just all that fraud, and it happened because there was no regulations. No one could be regulated, and there was all kinds of deceptions and all. I mean, we saw what was going on in the, especially in the housing markets, and also your pensions, your 401ks, your TSPs, and all of your pension plans, there was no regulations. No one was regulating it as to how and protecting these our agencies. And of course, in 2008, it all fell through. The Obama's administration had come in and put up from our revenues, our taxpaying revenues, over $800 billion. To give a stimulus to the economy, the same crooks who stole everything that made the entire, not only the European theater, but I'm from the American market, but the European markets and the Asian markets and the free markets all around the world was crashing, and this stimulus package more or less woke up, give them a brief reprieve to continue the market's operations. And by putting these regulations with this money, everybody was able to recover. And today we are appreciating the market that is at its highest that it's ever been, all because of the residuals of the Obama's administration. Don't think that Trump had anything to do with the good portion of the good markets that we are living in even right now. But I am telling you, now that these regulations have been taken from the protection that our previous president has set up, and the new president is taking it away. The new president is about making money, and we can see by any means necessary. You don't care whether it's made in Russia or wherever it's made. Money is the key. So. So these by not having any regulations, I am saying we're very volatile, because now the same folks who was running Wall Street and caused that crash in 2008, no one went to jail. No one was prosecuted. I mean, the biggest thievery of this country's history, and no one went to jail. And now these same operators are allowed, they're saying you're allowed to go ahead and do it again. We have a big economy. The market is at its highest that it has been in history. So there's plenty of cash flow. The retirement plans and the 401ks, everything is doing quite well because of the previous president and the stimulus, the way he stimulated our markets. But now that everything is nice and set, like I said, the same deregulators, they're saying now you can come back and do it whatever it is again, and they're making the same excuse that if you allow these companies
to
be regulated,
right?
Then they can the whole thing can to me I, there's no doubt it will repeat itself. I don't see, if you have a good thing going, why would you want to change a good economy to what you know is an economy of corruption? Why would you even want to go in that direction? Not unless you invite that corruption. So again, I don't know who is corrupted and who is not, but I do know that by not having regulations on these businesses, the same situation that we just got out of, we could easily be back into. So as a financial planner, I was going to do a program, but before I did the program, I wanted to have the CPAs and the estate planners, lawyers, and myself, and accountants, the three of us are the three different professionals speaking, and we all will be speaking starting next week. Next Wednesday, we will be doing an estate planning program consisting of financial planning, estate planning, and taxational information will be shared. But as of right now, my advice, and I am going to be putting an alert out to all of my clients, and this is, I put one out in 2008 or two, before the 2008 crash, I saw it coming. And my advice to my clients then was to make certain they allocate their those who didn't have access to control of their retirement plans, because they may come under some kind of a 401k or a plan or something of that nature where you have to go through your employer, then I would suggest you allocate into the safest fund that they will allow you. And but those of you that can get your own traditional retirement plans, when I say a traditional retirement plans, most of you who are have retirement plans on the 401ks and TSPs or whatever you, most of those are qualified IRAs. And so when you leave, or when you are 59 and a half, or when you leave your employer, or when you retire from your employer, you can do rollovers. And rollovers will allow you now to get away from the qualified plans that your employer have you under. You can now go to your own traditional qualified plan. So you went from a 401k IRA to a traditional qualified plan, which now you own and you are in control of. You can do this without penalties because you are rolling over in kind. So I'm saying the same type of plan that I have right now that is deferred and qualified, I can get my own traditional plan, and it's just like the plan I am rolling over, but now it's my own traditional IRA, my own traditional or qualified deferred. And in some cases, you can even make them Roth retirement plan. So in that case, my own traditional type IRA and my tax-exempt retirement plan. All depends on which one you qualify for and all which one you have. But talk to your financial planner. But my suggestion is that for those of you who can get from under your company's control plans, I would suggest you do so. Control your own retirement plans. And then when you do control and do these rollovers, which are 1035 exchange, and use that number again, 1035 exchange. 1035 exchange is a form that is regulated by the federal government, and it proves that I roll over my retirement plan in kind. I didn't take any of the funds, therefore there's no taxes or no kind of charges will be levied against me because everything was rolled over in kind. Check with your financial planner, or you can call certainly Bynum's and Associates. We will be more than happy to help you. Our number here is 301-234-9090, or you can go to our website, BynumsAndAssociates.com, and get to know much more about the many different benefits that our financial institution offers. But again, roll over your 401ks in kind, and those of you who and we're going to be talking about when I say next week we're planning on having the accountants and the estate planners to join, and I will be specializing in certain retirement plans that I will be suggesting, and how these retirement plans actually work. But in the meantime, safety safety is what I would start looking at. Now, I know the markets for the rest of this year, the markets, I think, I know the market's going to do quite well. For those of you who are in the markets, you're going to do quite well. But like I said, with the government about to change from an economy that is doing excellent to an economy that they wish to control in somewhat in a certain way by not having regulations, not having anybody to look over the safety of where you are putting your monies, and being able to no control. I can't imagine having monies of anywhere where there's not someone safeguarding your monies. Can you imagine putting down Brother Aziz, putting down whatever monies you have in your pocket or your cash, and just put it on the table and walk and go, I guess, go walk away for a moment and come on back. No one is protecting your money. There's no one. There's no safeguards. I mean, it's supposed to be that when you come back. What would be your expectation?
Well, I do know that some people have filed bankruptcy more than others. Business people have filed bankruptcy, and that would be one consumer protection notice that should be put out there for people to realize that, you know, don't be investing your money in somebody that's in that's filed bankruptcy once, twice, three times, four. Those are some things that we definitely have to watch out for. Like you say, having your money protected when you're invested in something, and especially not knowing that the people that you invested in has filed bankruptcy before and had other.
Well, Brother Aziz, as far as the bankruptcy thing, that's you're right. I mean, having good credit, but when you start talking about regulations, you're talking about now deception. In other words, subprime stuff.
Mm.
I can loans. When it comes to a loan, I mean, what they call them, these sharp loaners that come in,
yes.
And all of a sudden you payday loans. And I,
right.
The subprime loans.
That's what you got see, everybody
this,
in
this,
trouble
see, this,
before.
This is the deregulations that and it's all like I said. The same folks who concocted all those terrible deceptions never was charged with anything. And now they're being invited to come back. and especially Wall Street. That's where it's all at. That's where the deception is going on. And that's where all you and now so they're and we got a fat economy. Cash is everywhere.
It says under President Obama was the best Wall Street done in this history.
Because Obama took and bought back, stimulated the entire, I mean, what that man done, I guess Harry Truman is about as close as you could ever come to him with the New Deal. The both of them bought back industrialization back into the an entire world.
Well,
so,
would you think this is a conspiracy?
Do I think it's a conspiracy?
I mean, a good plan, like you said, that we had that brought us to where Wall Street had its best profits in its 100-some years history, and we're going to go backwards and then know it's going to be destructive to the...
And say that there are no regulations. You can do it. I mean... My question is why would you want to take honesty and replace it with
corruption
or something other than what is ethical? You want to take that out of that? You don't even want to talk about any of that, anything ethical or what is honest. You're just merely saying that it's conspiracy. I think it's being a conspiracy. I mean, if that can answer, if I can answer your question, it's by saying yes. But I think it's,
I think it's, to me, it's almost like armed robbery, and it's almost like I'm planning it. I'm telling you what I'm ready to plan.
Well, I know when you said subprime loans and that, I do know a lot of people that wasn't able to afford to get what they got these loans, and then, you know, they didn't realize the interest rates that they were going to have to pay. So it was a more amortization of the interest rates, as well as businesses that got those, people that was going in businesses that got those loans. And now, well, Wells Fargo was one of them, I believe, that has been fined for doing that.
Again, corruption was, when you're not regulating, there's no regulations. Everybody now is out of the lane. For instance, banks now are acting as if they're a brokerage. A brokerage are acting as they're insurance companies. Insurance companies are playing the part of all three of them. And corruption is all mixed in with all of it. But by having regulations, everybody must stay in their lane now. And that's what I mean. Why would you want to stop? Because you already seen the evidence of what happened when you have a corrupted, a deregulated economy. 2008 showed us what could happen. It could happen overnight. And now all of a sudden you have an economy that has been stimulated and has operated not only in the United States but all over the free world. Everybody's economy is doing good, even what they call the third world countries and the countries that wasn't even mentioned, even their economies are doing well.
I was reading, Brother Lyle, that some of the former coal miners in West Virginia are protesting because they don't want the deregulation to come back. They want the regulation to come back because they say it's going to be healthy for the country. They're getting into a new type of trade, that, you know, into IT type of things and that, and not dealing with the gold.
Who would want to be robbed? You know, who would want to be robbed? So again, the voters ain't got nothing to do with it now. I don't care when you voted for Trump or you didn't vote for Trump. He's gonna rob both of them.
Right.
It's, the robbery is going to start, and I'm sorry, whether you voted for Trump or whether you get, but deregulation is big businesses. And our president is in favor of the big businesses.
Right.
The same excuse they made to get rid of regulating businesses is the same excuse they made years ago. And that's how everybody got fat. They got fat again, even though they was regulated. They still got fat. But now they got all of this fat, this cash floating around. And let's face it.
Well, you know,
somebody wants that cash. You know, I look back to look back at the economy. Look back at the Iraq wars, especially the second one. All your monies, the trillions of dollars we put into that second Iraq war, we can't account for $1 where it went. You see, this is why when you don't have regulation,
accountability there, you know, they just,
and I don't even think they even have an accounting firm in Iraq or nowhere overseas. Well, Americans have a good accountant, someone to regulate the cash flows. And see, this is what happens when you don't have any type of regulations. And there's deception, and somebody wants to steal from their own people, their own government. And so wars is a way of stealing monies. That's why it's convenient sometimes to start a war, especially because it's a good way now of not being able to being regulated. You don't have to account for anything. And the other way is deregulating business activities. Deregulate the business activities, let business folks do anything that the business person wants to do. And if you allow that to happen, then now there is no problems with regulations. But like my question is, who wants to be robbed? And nobody. So again, I don't care whether you voted for this administration or you voted against the administration. When it comes down to clearing out these accounts like they did in 2008 and the thievery and stuff that went on, it could happen all over again if they, and right now the courts have gone in the president's favor because the Consumers Protection Agency was supposed to be a independent because they knew if it wasn't independent, the same thing that the Republicans and Donald, and our president, is saying that they're ready to do as far as deregulating it. That could have gone on by not having that protection, we wouldn't have the economy
that we have. The president had to go to the Supreme Court to make sure he had the authority to remove the present Consumer Protection Agency director head.
Well, he went to the federal court. It hasn't been sent to the high court yet. Matter of fact, the case hasn't even been aired yet. But the Justice Department
said he was right.
The Justice Department favored
right
the president rather than the previous president's administration. So, and it goes to show what governs, I suppose, government. Whenever you can have protection from one president and another president comes and says, okay, now you don't have the protection anymore. You start something. Well, I mean, what governs
is something outside
our way of life as to where we know one cannot just come in and take our retirement plans. Put us into the worst economy to be. It's a frightening situation.
Yes, yeah, just the absence of.
But again, like I said, this is open mic, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be having experts to come in here next week. This discussion came up because it was one that we decided to at least start being informative on. We just made this decision within the last few hours to change our program to this particular discussion because I can tell you as a financial planner, it's some pretty frightening times. And I don't like the indication of it all because the indication, like I said, why would you want to change from an economy that was totally bankrupted, and then that economy was given a stimulus, and that stimulus has caused the markets all over the United States and all over the world to be at its highest marketing values in history. That's what President Obama left this country in the position he left it in, but not only this country, all of Europe, all of Asia, and all of the free markets, all of those markets are doing wonderful as we speak. But now you want to deregulate those markets and go back to fraud. So my position is why? So again, anyone who is in the presence of our voice, we don't know the answers. We could, Brother Aziz and I could sit here forever and talk about this, but we're opening this up to the general public because it's something that concerns all of us. So again, those of you who wish to share in on our discussion this evening. Brother Aziz, give them the information, and of course, after you give that information, we'll open the mics up.
Right. The call-in number for the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show is 657-383-1372. And that's 657-383-1372. And the mic is open to business owners.
So anyone who have any business, any comments, sir, the mics are open. Well, we welcome your comments.
I believe that's our co-host there too, Lyle.
I'm sorry, Brother Isaac.
I believe that's our other co-host.
Okay.
Brother Mookman.
Brother Mookman?
Yes.
Certainly, Brother Mookman, are you with us?
Assalamu alaikum, yes, I am.
Brother Mookman, assalamu alaikum, yes, indeed. Brother Mookman, by all
well,
means. We sort of changed our program up, Brother Mookman, a little bit this evening, but still, you know, we're open to the open mic, so you can share in on whatever you wish, or you can share in on what you are hearing that's going on as we speak.
Well, I just chimed in probably maybe no more than 10, haven't been online no more than, well, just been on the line 6 minutes and 43 seconds. So I apologize for being late, but some things you can't control. So I had to, you know, fit in anywhere. So I'm just going to continue to listen if you all oblige me by that. The beginning of the program.
We've been talking about, like I said, we changed our program this evening. We were going to continue what we've been talking about and what we're going to continue to talk about it because, again, this time of year, we certainly want to get back into our marketing because of the cash flow that the marketing is appreciating at this time. But at the same time, this business of the president of a consumer protection agency being overtaken by the Trump administration and the protections that the Obama's administration had given us by starting this consumer protection agency, which is the government is not supposed to have any regulations on at all because of they have to be independent in order to regulate in a fair way. Of course, the government yesterday sided with the president, and they're going to allow the president to have his way until a decision is made by Congress. And so there won't be any regulations on businesses again until the courts or until Congress appropriates a person in that office. But at the present time, the president has been, the powers of that agency has been turned back over to them. And so that has happened. We know with the tax program that's coming up, we're going to have our CPA is going to come on next weekend, and they're going to explain the tax program that the president is proposing. If that's passed. So that's where we changed our program this evening, and our program this evening is, of course, it's continuing business, but we're adding politics to it tonight.
Well, that's good. That's definitely good. Yeah.
So any comments you want to have on regulations, deregulations, or, and especially the because they're trying to... I know for a fact, as far as what is ethical, as far as business practices, of course, you deregulate that, so you're not that concerned about what is ethical and what is unethical.
Well, all I can say, I was just trying to, I was going to remain silent the remainder of the show, but that's just another reason why those of us that's not registered or don't vote, why we need to become registered voters. Because the persons that make the decisions or make these changes are got there by way of being elected or appointed by an elected official. So they kind of go hand in hand when you're talking about business. So that's all I can make comments on at the time.
And you're absolutely right, Brother Nim. And that's why we, that is the key, what you just said, Brother. This, the reasons why, well, then too, Brother Mookman just said, and I've been saying the whole time, is that we must start taking control. When it comes to business and when it comes to politics, every community must control their own business and their own politics. If someone else controls mm-hmm. your business and your politics, then you have to live their mode of living. You can't live your own. So every community, every group here in the United States, and you have that right to vote in to be the candidate of your choice. But again, we don't register. And of course, if we don't register, we ain't worried about putting in a candidate of our choice. And if we don't have a candidate of our choice, you're going to have the situations that we're having right now. And I can tell you, this deregulating of these financial institutions, I know that the economy will change. This beautiful economy that we're appreciating right now, between now and a few months of next year, you will see a difference in our economy if they take away the regulations of these companies. So again, like I said, our mission and our goal, but again, now you can see or you should be able to feel the importance of controlling your own business and your own politics. When it comes to the politics, there's not very much the New Africa Business Association can do but join in with the community on whatever their efforts are in politics. But when it comes to business, we are talking to right now, you're talking to the New Africa Business Association, and you're talking to Brother Mookman. Brother Mookman tell the audience again just what you guys are doing. Leave information. That's where they can get in touch with you. And again, he will be on our show continuously. Brother Mookman.
Okay. Yes, again, greetings to peace to you and Aziz and the listening audience. And again, I give my apologies for tuning chiming in late. I am a part of a group that a deal has been brokered with the manufacturers in China to get everything except laptops, car tires, and cell phones. We also have in place a financial institution that has 11 categories that's set up to finance your business. And again, we will go over those again at another date. If you want something private label, you can do that. If you want something manufactured, that can be done too. We just added today a health and beauty products line yesterday from a company out of North Carolina. So a Muslim African American owned company. I add that. So we're growing, and we're looking for those persons who got that entrepreneurial spirit. And if you don't have the entrepreneurial spirit and need to know how to get it, then I can help you. We got others that can help you. I can be reached at 228-209-2877. Again, 228-209-2877. And you will find the information on New Africa Business Association website as well. Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to take a brief break from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with some of our closing comments.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Yes, and welcome back to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. I'd like to let you know one more time about a wonderful event that's coming to Washington, D.C. area. I want you to save these dates and start planning now, and you can book your hotel rooms also now. And what we're going to have is the Muslim Journal's 14th Annual Time to Be Grateful Awards Weekend, and it will be hosted by the nation's mosque, Masjid Muhammad of Washington, D.C. The dates are the 8th, 9th, and 10th of December, year 2017. These events will be held at the Hilton Crystal City Hotel at 2399 Jefferson Davis Highway in Arlington, Virginia. That is the Crystal City Hilton Hotel at 2399 Jefferson Davis Highway in Arlington, Virginia. And the number that you can call and make your reservation direct with the Hilton at Jefferson Davis Highway in Arlington, Virginia is 1-800-695-7551. And that's 1-800-695-7551. That is the Muslim Journal, A Time to Be Grateful, 14th Annual Awards.
And we want to thank all of our listeners for listening in to this episode of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. We will look forward to being your host next Wednesday, every Wednesday from 7 until 9. From 7 until 8 p.m. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And we're along with our guest, Brother Mukman of the International Export Products, that we will be continually bringing you until you're able to be an entrepreneur yourself. So again, along with the three associates that I just mentioned, I'd like to say a pleasant good night. Also, we'll guess we don't have time, but good night, and we will see you next Wednesday at the same time. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.